Kitaffe ali waggulu weggulu yeebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise the Father above the heavens, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your life?
Oli bulungi?
Are you well?
Ani alina obugonvu mu ye?
Who has a weakness in them?
Bugamba nze nina obunafu mu mubiri guno mpulira omusujja.
Have a weakness to the body, I feel malaria.
Oba mpulira biki? Obumutangine byawulira.
I don't know even what they feel.
Nga gw'oli awo olina byowulira byotatengera.
There you feel things not clear your way.
Nga si musanyufu. Tobitegeera.
It's not happy.
Baani nga tutegeera byowulira.
How many of us don't understand?
Njagala bakati abategeera bye muwulira muwanike emikono.
You understand what you feel, raise up your hands.
Nga muwulira muli balwadde.
Are you sick?
Kale nammwe mwenna abatategeera bye muwulira katubasabire.
Let's pray for all of you.
Bwe ng'oli awo embeera nayo tugitegeera naye ng'otudde ozze kukuŋŋaana. Kale watika omukono tukusabire.
Okay, you can raise your hand.
Kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna kabaka. Nkwebaza olw'oluganda oyo era tuzze mu kukuŋŋaana mu kibiina
ekyabatukuvu.
Nga bwe watugamba temulekangayo kukuŋŋaana ng'abaala bwe beeyisa. Tusaba ssebo kabaka w'abakabaka omuyiza w'ebintu byonna okkirize okujjanjaba ezzadde lino nga leero ng'otuma omwoyo
omutukuvu
omusawo akira abasawo bonna ategeera ebitundu eby'omunda eby'omubiri gw'omuntu era kubanga bayibuli yegamba nti omwoyo gw'omuntu okozesa ng'ettabaazi okwekebejja omutima gwe n'ebitundu byonna
eby'omubiri
se munsabanga bukyanikwa mu balumi esuli omunaana olule 16 omwoyo omutukuvu yegatte n'omwoyo gwabwe okujjanjaba endwadde zonna kubanga mu Matayo
12:28
mukama waffe Yesu agamba bwe mbanga ngoba emizimu w'omwoyo wa Katonda obwakabaka bwakatonda mumazzi bagira omwoyo omutukuvu kwebaza yegwe buyinza obwatuweebwa okuwonya endwadde zonna nsaba owonye endwadde zonna mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu weebale kabaka bakabaka kubanga obaggyako obunafu obawe amaanyi ngambikola batumeemu onyola 8 naye omutukuvu alijja alibawa amaanyi awa amaanyi bawe obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Netwagala osome ng'owulira ate tubitegeera byoliko nawe. Waliwo abantegeera nzize naye simanyi oba ndi ku ki. Naye Mukama akuwadde amaanyi. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Osobole okusomera awamu ng'otegeera bulungi nnyo ebigenda mu maaso.
Study together and you understand well what's moving on.
Twagala kweyongerayo okulaba enkozi ya Setaani.
We want to move on to see schemes of Satan.
Enkozi ya Setaani eri Katonda n'eri Kanisa.
Satan's schemes against God and his church.
Oba eri abantu be.
Or against his people.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga bwe tukugamba bulijjo.
Like we always tell you.
Okusinira mu Bakolinso 2:11.
According to 2 Corinthians 11.
N'olisooka paakola
okutaano. Verses 1 to 5.
Enkozi zino ziri mu mitendera gya mirundi
esatu. These schemes are in the three ways.
Era nga tusooka okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
And we first separate the spirit of God.
N'ebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu.
And his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Setaani ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya
butuukirivu. From the spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness.
Kale era tulina okwawula Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye. Also have to separate the right Christ and his church.
Ne bakristo ab'obulimba n'amakanisa
gaabwe. And the false Christ and their churches.
Eno oluvannyuma twawula enjiri entuufu.
And after separating the rightful gospel.
Njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
Gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuntu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Ku njiri ezaba Setaani.
From the gospels of the devils.
Ezirimu okwegomba kw'ensi.
Which involves desirings of the world.
N'ebisuubizo eby'obulimba.
And the false promises.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga tumwebaza Katonda Kitaffe.
We thank him God the Father.
Kubanga mu kwawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
For separating the spirit of God.
N'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
And his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Setaani n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya butuukirivu.
From the spirit of Satan and works of unrighteousness.
Tulude banga nga tusoma ekigambo
ekyo. We've taken long studying that word.
Era nga tulina we tutuuse mu kutegeera
kankan. We've reached an understanding at the moment.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo.
We're moving on.
N'ezimu ku topiki zaffe oba topiki ekomekkereza okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
With the topic winding up separating the spirit of God.
N'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
And his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Setaani n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya
butuukirivu. From the spirit of Satan and its works of
unrighteousness. Naye nga tuwakitegeddeko nti mu topiki
But we understood in this last topic, and we are told
Satan,
that the spirit of Satan,
mubi,
the evil spirit, which appears in the form of the beast, tries to see a human being shift from the image of God to become a beast which is unusual. Yet the spirit of God tries to see human beings get back to the image of God and the likeness of God we were into before. And we look much on those headings and we write at the third part. Praise Jesus so much. But in this third part, we're going to look at three major parts within it. We're going to get explained more of the first part. Get explained of what is the beast, the spirit of Satan.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Moyo mubi ogwa Satan.
The evil spirit of Satan.
Then it will be okay.
And we get explained. The image in which God created the human being. The image of Nebuchadnezzar shown to us. And we compare with the kingdom of the beast.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
I told
you the first part.
We're
going to repeat to get briefly explain of the beast. What it means.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
And
it's the evil spirit of Satan.
Which
works in children of disobedience.
And
then the second part.
Where
we are to see image of Nebuchadnezzar, which is in the human image, was greater than the image and likeness of God. Then after,
handle
the beasts of the six versions,
connect
them with the image of Nebuchadnezzar. And you see how the spirit of the beast, the spirit of the devil,
holds
to beg into a human being appear into an unusual beast.
So
those are the three ways which we are to look majorly on.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robin, we base in the new generation with the full knowledge of God to reach unto you and to make you know of schemes of Satan unto God and his church.
And
we celebrate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness. And our last topic in this aspect, and we show you how the evil spirit of Satan, which appears in the form of beast, which has how it spoke with human beings,
shifting
him from the image and the likeness of God, make him into an unusual beast. Yet the Holy Spirit, he fights much to see that he restores us to the image of God of truth
to
become a new creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
we told you to see them in the three aspects. We
say
we're going to move on, get repeated to be explained the meaning of the beast, the evil spirit of Satan, which works in children of disobedience, those who rebel against the word of God. Then the second part, we see the image of Nebuchadnezzar, which is in the human form, the man who is created in the likeness of God and in the image of God. And the other third thing, we shall get that image, compare it with the beasts which are in the six versions, the evil spirit of Satan in the six versions. ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
began with the first part.
We
want to resume, get explained what concerns the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The beast we speak of is not a usual animal, but we speak of the spirit of Satan, the kingdom of Satan.
And
when you hear the beast, straight now we speak of the spirit of Satan, the kingdom of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
begun with Daniel 7 from verses 1.
Daniel 7
from verse 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Belusaza, kabaka we Babuloni, Daniel n'alota ekiroto, n'omutwe gwe bye gwayolesebwa ku kitanda kye. N'alyoka awandiika ekiroto. Nayatula ebigambo nga bigattibwa wamu.
Praise
Jesus so much.
Olugambo Nabbi Daniel.
This prophet Daniel
yalaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Saw the vision of God.
Yamumulisiza n'amulaga ebiribaawo.
When enlightened and showed him what is to happen.
Era n'amulaga omwoyo gwa Satani mbingiri gye gufaanagana.
Showed him the evil spirit of Satan how it appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
N'agumulaga mu ngeri ey'ensolo.
And he showed him in the form of the beast.
Era n'amugamba nti agenda kuba akulira mu version.
Told him he's going to be working in versions of a couple of kingdoms. Changes the likeness of a different animal. Let's move on with here.
Daniel 7
verses 2.
Daniel nayogera nti natunulira mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro. Era laba empewo ez'omugulunya ennya ne ziwamattuka ku nnyanja ennene. Nyolokusatu, n'ensolo nnya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja, ne ziri nnya ezitafaanana zokka na zokka.
Praise
Jesus so much.
Yalaba empewo eva mu nsonda ennya
ez'eggulu. Winds coming from the four corners of the heaven.
Ezifuwa ku nnyanja.
And they blew upon the sea.
N'alaba ensolo nnya.
And they saw four beasts.
And
he sprang out of the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. These beasts, they appear in different likeness.
It
means when you look up at
the beast,
we have the first beast up,
Mporogoma.
The lion. It has wings like of the eagle. And we have the bear. The second beast. The second beast. That bear holds three ribs in its mouth. And we have the third beast, which is like a leopard. It has wings. And it has four heads.
Then
the fourth beast,
and
its heads are like of the lion. And it has 10 horns. It has feet like of the bear. The rest of the part, it holds spots of the
realm.
Those are the four first beasts he saw. Now the other two, then we shall see where they come from. Praise Jesus so much. But most of all, what you have to first understand, that these beasts have been shown coming from the many waters. But these many waters, right from the beginning, we emphasized and told you, as the revelation within knowledge, which is in the word of God, it shows that the many waters out of which the beasts come from,
these
are not usual waters or usual seas.
But
these are nations, clans, and the languages.
So
now the spirit appearing in the form of the beast, the spirit of Satan. And it's the kingdom of Satan.
It
springs from the midst of people
in
all its different ways. Just as we look at Revelation
17:15,
the many waters you've seen out of which the beast comes,
and
the adversary sits on it.
He
sits on that beast. The many waters mean this.
Kubikulira sura ya 17 nyiro 15.
Revelation 17 verse 15.
Nangama ati amazige walabye omwenzi watudde bebantu nebibina namawanga nennimi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We know the adulteress Jezebel, first of all, an angel to fall and join on Satan. The one settled on the fourth beast from the many waters.
But
we wanted to get explain this many waters. God speaks, these are the clans, nations, and the languages.
Brethren,
don't expect a beast which is to come from the sea. For when you look into it,
and
you see the sea or the Atlantic Ocean,
the Indian Ocean,
the Red Seas, and you say perhaps the beast is to come from there, and it will begin to bite people to kill them. But in all, these beasts have been happening and existing. The vision of the evil spirit of Satan
becomes
the likeness of a distinctive beast.
So, say that they have just begun
or they are just to come ahead.
There
are those which have been and there are those moving on to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Beasts
have spoken of, they have been happening, and they are still coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now, what we first told you, when you hear the beast from the many waters, no spirit of Satan comes from the nations, clans, and the languages. According to Daniel 7, verses 27, explain the beast they say. This is a kingdom which springs from the midst of people. Let's read it there and we hear. Daniel 7, verse 27. Praise Jesus so much. These beasts, right from the first one unto the fourth, and the rest of the two which remain, understand the entire version of the beast which assists. Praise Jesus so much. This is a kingdom, the kingdom of Satan. It's the spirit of Satan. We remember of one thing.
And
the time we speak of the kingdom in the midst of people, we speak of a specific spirit. If it is the spirit of God, is in the midst of people, they say the kingdom of God is already come. If God's spirit in our midst, but if it is the spirit of Satan and is in the midst of people,
which
appears in the form of beasts, the kingdom of Satan is in the midst of people. Praise Jesus. That's why in the Matthew 12 verses 28,
give
you an example of God's spirit. If he's in the midst of people, the kingdom of God's ready to come for us. Just here.
Matthew 12:28.
Praise Jesus so much. You know the spirit of God appearing in the form of a dove, or the sign of the lampstand. Praise Jesus so much. That's why it's told us in Matthew 12 verses 28, if I cast demons by the spirit of God, the kingdom of God is ready to come for us. When the spirit of God is in the midst of people, he who appears in the sign of the dove
and
the sign of the lampstand, the kingdom of God is in the midst of people. But if the beast, the spirit of the beast, that known as the kingdom, it's the kingdom of Satan which tramples and which destroys. It's the spirit of Satan and it's in the midst of people.
okugamba nti ensolo ng'eva mu mazzi amangi okutegeeza nti ebika n'ennimi
n'amawanga
gubeera mwoyo ogukufuga mu baana abajeemu
eri
bonna abajeemera omwoyo
wa katonda
n'ekigambo kya
katonda
babeera bakulemberwamu omwoyo guno omubi ogwa
setaani
ogulabikira mu ngeri
y'ekisolo
era nga gwo guba gulwana ekintu
kimu
abantu bano okubajja mu kifaananyi kya katonda
badde
mu kifaananyi eky'ekisolosolo
ekitategeerekeka
si kisolo kino ekya
bulijjowabula
ekisolosolo
ekitategeerekeka
yesu yebaziwekyovuulaba nga mu beefeesi essula
ey'okubiri
olunya olusooka paka
olwokusatu
batulaga omwoyo guno omubi ogukoze abaana
abajeemu
nga guyimuka mu masekati
g'abantu era
nga bwe bwakabaka bwa
sitaani
masekati
g'abantu
ogulabika mu ngeri
y'ensolo
ka tusome tuwulire
abeefeesi essula yakubiri olunya olusooka era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe olwokubiri bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza ow'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira
yesu yebazibwe
kusira
mu beefeesi essula ey'okubiri
n'olusooka
pakulokusatu abantu bangi
abaabiranga
mu kugoberera omwoyo
era
bangi abakyaliyo
ffe
nga tumaze
okuggibwao naye
bangi abaagoberanga omwoyo
omwoyo
ogwa sitaani omukulu ow'amaanyi
ag'ekizikiza
omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana
abajeemu
gugolokoka mu masikati
g'abantu
nga gulinga ensolo
bwakabaka
bwa sitaani bwuwulira kati singa ogaana okukulembera mu mwoyo wa
katonda
mazima olina kukulembera mu mwoyo gwa
sitaani
era guteekeddwa okufuula ekisolo
eky'enjawulo nga
gutandikira mu muntu
ow'omunda
ekitundutundu kye eky'omunda engeri
yo
okuva ku mutwe
gwo
ensonga lwaki ensolo ezo zipangiddwa kifaananyi ky'omuntu
that's why those beasts have been ordered on the image of a human being
kubira ddala ku mutwe
right from the head
nga bw'olaba ekifaananyi kya Nabukadneza bwe
kirambikiddwa
yesu yebazibwe so mu ngeri
eyo
ye sitaani aba ayagala kukupozesinga okuva ku mutwe gwo
gwonna
omutima gwo
ebitundu
bye ebyekyama entambula zo zonna eno wansi bigere
wansi
azifuule ez'ekisolo ekitategeerekeka nga bwe twasooka okuwulirako so tulwana ennyo
okulemberewo
omwoyo wa katonda atambulira mu kabonero ak'ejjuba okulaga obutuukirivu
kubanga
atambulira mu kabonero ak'ejjuba ettukuvu
ate
n'atambulira mu kabonero ak'ekikondo
ky'ettabaazi
okulaga nti ye ebintu abikolera mu musana
yesu
yebazibwe
naye
kakati omwoyo gwa
sitaani
ogulabikidde mu nsolo nga
bwetuwulira
ogufuba ekintu kimu kukumira mu nsi
ekizikiza
bwe tusoma mu Baluumi essula
ey'omunaana
ayogera
bw'ati
Baluumi essula ya 8 olunyiriri lwa 14 Baluumi essula ya 8
Romans 8:14
kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa katonda abo be baana ba katonda
yesu yebazibwe
bwe
tukulembera omwoyo wa
katonda
tusigala tuli baana ba
katonda
yesu yebazibwe naye nga bwe twakutegeezaako mu Matayo essuula
ey'okusatu
mukama waffe yesu bw'amala okuba nga abatiziddwa omwoyo omutukuvu yagira mu kabonero
ak'ejjuba
yesu yebazibwe
nga
bw'olaba akakubeera eribuukaawo
dove there.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
To
show us the brightness and holiness. This one is the one who fights to shift us to the to restore us to the image of God. The image of truth. The true image perfected. And we see he appeared in the sign of the lampstand. Revelations 4:5. And they showed us the seven spirits of God, which appears in the lampstand. Thus the Holy Spirit fights. Appear in the sign of the dove, which is typical white, to show us the holiness.
Appear
in the sign of the lampstand to give us the light of all the seven spirits within him. When you see the spirit of Satan, which appeared in the form of the beast, the intention is to shift you into becoming a beast, an unusual beast,
if
you shifted from the image of God, just as we first heard.
So
that is the first part,
which
first explains you of the beast. Remember, we've gotten explained of it, but like we've told you,
one take
you repeat here what concerns of the beast. It means what?
It means
the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan, which works in children of disobedience. And in using them, it uses them without their memory. What they say a spirit is using you, it means you're taken away, your will is no more applicable. And you begin to work on remote control. But the Spirit of God, he uses and leaves your memory with you.
And
he says he's the worker with those. That's why he says we are workers with God. He doesn't use us, but we work with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
though it's within you remain yourself if you understand well, and you can reason.
So
now in a way like that, the battle is waged right there, that the Spirit of God, and he fights to restore us the image of God, and appears in the sign of the dove to show righteousness and holiness of God.
He
appears in the lampstand, which show the seven spirits of God, lighten us all the light of knowledge, of the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel of God, the power, the knowledge of God,
and
fear of God, when he passes the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now that way, the sign of the dove and of the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet the Spirit of Satan,
we
see versions of beasts of different form. Now the Holy Spirit has his two versions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So na ye.
The Holy Spirit has showed this version of the dove,
version
and the version of the lampstand.
Yet
the Spirit of Satan brings six versions of the beast. It means it comes confusing, masquerading itself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That first part has gone like that. But let's look at the second part. The image of Nebuchadnezzar in the human image,
created
in the image and likeness of God. The second part, the image of Nebuchadnezzar, which depicts a human image, created in God's image and the likeness. Satan is on the battle to shift from that image.
Makes
him appear as the spirit of the beast appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we remember,
tujjukira mu lubereberye essuula eno
esooka remember in Genesis chapter 1
olunyiriri olwabimu omukaaga n'abiri mu
musanvu verse 26 and 27
nakatonda yatonda omuntu mu ngeri ye
God created man in his likeness
mu kifaananyi kye ne mu ngeri ye
the image and his likeness
era ekifaananyi kye kya Nebukadneza ky'olaba
and the image of Nebukadneza you see
kitulaga kristo yandibadde kristo waddala
shows the one who would have been the right price
naye nga ffe mwe twaggibwa
that out of whom we were gotten
tusobole okwetegeera
to understand ourselves
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
praise jesus so
much atusomeye mu lubereberye
let's read in the Genesis
Lubereberye esula esooka olunyolwabiri mu omukaaga
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi 27 Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ye mu ngeri ya Katonda mwe yamutondera omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus so much
katonda yatonda omuntu
god created man
mu ngeri ye
in his likeness
ne mu kifaananyi kye
in his image
omusajja n'omukazi
man and woman
basinga batuka okumbuuza ne bagamba
people ask me tell me
pakati katonda alina ebitundu
by'ekikazi ne god have parts of a woman and of a man
kubanga bombiri yabatonda mu ngeri
ye create both in his image and in his likeness
ali bibiri
that is he both
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Awa abantu bamanyi okubuza abuzibwa.
There people get confused there.
Neyingira kiba kumoyo kuri ogwa standard kubatabule.
Comes from the spirit of Satan which confuses their heads.
Okutandika okulowooza ng'ebisolo.
We begin to think like the animals which are unusual.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus so much.
Omubiri guno gwe tulimu leero.
This body we are into today.
Sike ekipana nkiri original.
It's not the original image.
It was so come
which we were into before.
Yes, lwaki bw'oba owulira mu Bakolosaayi.
Reason when you hear in the Colossians.
Yes, ule leero okusaba.
Colossians chapter 3.
Bakugamba tulina okuddayo ku origin basikifana nti ye kituufu.
Renewed to the rightful image.
Kubanga kino kye tulimu.
For this we are into.
Kyekiddirira kye kye twasookamu.
It is the photocopy of the original.
Kye twasookamu ekiringa ekyo ky'omubiri gw'omu.
Original image of God, the body of heaven.
Singa guno gwe tulimu.
Not like this one we are into now.
Guli gwe twasooka okubeera mu twali mu ngeri
yemu. As the body of heaven we are into, we are all in the same image.
Ne mukifaananyi kye kimu.
In the same image.
Na tekuliiko musajja oba mukazi.
No man, neither woman.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye katwa waliwo okukyusibwa kw'okuweebwa omubiri guno.
Right now we change given this body.
Oguli mu kifaananyi ekirya ekinaze.
Which is in a photocopy.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bw'oba osomye Bakolosaayi eno erina ekigambo kyekugamba.
Read Colossians, it tells us a certain word.
Osooka omala okuggyibwamu omwoyo ogwo omubi mu magezi go.
Get taken out of that evil conscience in your mind.
Okugenda mu maaso n'okulowooza nti Katonda alabika okuba mukazi musajja.
That should make you think God maybe is a man or a woman. Let's read it here.
Bakolosaayi sura ya 3 olunyolwe 10.
Colossians 3 verses 10.
Nemwambala omuntu omujja. Nemwambala omuntu omujja. Afulibwa omujja olw'okutegeera mu kifaananyi ky'oyo eyamutonda.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti nga twambala omuntu w'omujja.
Clothe the new man.
Ali mu kifaananyi ekyoyo eyamutonda ekyamazima.
The rightful true image of the one who created him.
Ekiri mu kumanya.
Which is in knowledge.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So waliyo omubiri gwe twasookamu ogutali guno.
This is the body we had before which wasn't this one.
Omubiri gw'omuggulu.
The body of heaven.
Y'ensonga lwaki atugamba nnyo mu Bakolosaayi.
That's why it tells us in the Colossians.
Esuula Bakoliso. Bakoliso ekyokubiri.
In the second Corinthians.
Esuula ey'okutaano.
Chapter 5.
Nnyo olusooka paka olw'okuna.
Verses 1 to 4.
Ndi nga tuli mu guno gwe tulimu leero.
While we are in this body.
Tuyaayaana ate twambazibwe guli gwe twasooka.
We yearn to be clothed of the body we lived in before.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's put it there and we hear.
Bakoliso ekyokubiri esuula ya 5 nnyo olusooka.
Second Corinthians 5 verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe y'ensiisira y'omunsi eri abizibwa tulina yazimbibwa eva eri Katonda. Ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu. Olwokubiri. Kubanga tusinda mweno.
Tusinda mweno.
We groan in this one.
Nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Nga tuli mu guno gwe tulimu.
While in this body we are in.
Uguli nengeri ebifa ngeko manya oraba kati oli mukazi
omusajja. You know another is the woman another man. But we groan to unclothe this body and we get clothed of that from heaven. That from heaven. What is the true image of God with knowledge? That initial body we were into.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why we be unclothed of this of the world. And he tells us, if we've been clothed of the body of truth,
which is
the true image of God,
in
that time we don't get married, neither married.
We
know what is called the woman there, or a man.
We
are all the likeness of angels, the true image of God. Now let that thought get out of you. An unusual beast which had entered you. The evil spirit of Satan. And it trains you, telling you perhaps God is a man or a woman who is spoken in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 that man and woman
getting
them in his image and likeness. Now, what rightful image is God? You see where the confusion came from. Why
you
need to know the image God created us in? The image of Nebuchadnezzar. We show the human image.
The image
and the likeness of how God created him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Oh,
the other evil thoughts don't refuse to get in your head. In your
hand,
God created man in his likeness. The man and the woman in his image and his likeness. And he created them. You begin to think.
Now,
the spirit of the devil is right on your mind. In the likeness of the lion. It wants to confuse your head. It's right there explaining to you. Don't you see? Genesis, read there. Read. Genesis 1:27. God created man and woman in his image and likeness. Now you see, God is a woman and a man at the same time. It makes you more corrupted till you think like an unusual animal. But like we told you, in the first Corinthians, in the second Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 4, it's not the original. The true image of God. That which comes from heaven in the true image. After we raise up in that, like angels, we don't have those parts.
The image
means you have the feet like here, but you don't have parts of a man or a woman.
If
you don't reach that, you begin to worry of your presence in heaven. You
will
be that nice. Aren't we well here? And we have no breasts. We have the little, but not big. You don't have them. That will be enough for us like that. These ones, like oranges, which confuse people. Mark 12:25-27.
The rightful
body and the true image we were into before.
Mark 12:25. Kubanga bwebali zukira mubafu tebali wasa so tebali waira naye bali banga ba malaika abomugulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we have unclothed this one,
we show
these images seeming different.
And
we seek to define the image and likeness.
When
we see the woman and the man, yet God says,
yet
man and woman in his image and likeness. Now what is
Katonda
this? Is God a man at the same time a woman? No, my brethren. About Mark 12:25, we shall be restored the original body we have. That involveth us getting born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we get born again to be given a body from heaven. Satan to shift us appear like an unusual animal. He first deceived us in the garden. In Genesis chapter 3, we are taken off the body of heaven, and they gave us this body.
Now,
this one we are into today,
he
fights that you become an unusual animal. Yet the saint says, no. Let me restore you the original image. The original body of heaven you shifted from, which is like of angels. That's where is that's the role of church, encourage people to get born again.
To
become a new creation. Restore the image of the one who created you. The true image.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So Nebuchadnezzar.
Now Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
He
straight saw this image. Of which you got to be created. God showed him, told him. Satan, the battle is up to fight, shift humanity from that image, make it appear like an unusual animal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right from the head to the toe is down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it's what we told you that in the Daniel chapter 2, verses 30, God explains this.
Daniel,
and to Daniel,
and
he reveals him what King Nebuchadnezzar had seen.
Daniel Sura Yakubiri, Onyiri,
Ruamakumiasatu.
Daniel Sura Yakubi, Onyuruasatu.
Daniel chapter 2 from verse 30.
Nayenze, a chamachino, Techimbi Kuri Duanze, Ruamagazugo Nagenina, Okusinga, Omontuye na Omlam. Naeche chivudechimbi kuliwa. Kabaka tegezewe amakuru. Nawe otegere birowoze by'omutima gwo. Satu mulumu. Gwe ai kabaka. Watunula eralaba. Ekifaananyi ekinene. Ekifaananyi ekyo. Ekyamaanyi. Ekyamasamasa ennyo nnyini. Nechimira masogo.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much. When you look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 30-31. King Nebuchadnezzar had seen a vision. There was an image he had seen, but he had forgotten it. Remember, I was in a dream.
The
thing I saw was very threatening. But I don't remember it. Now the verses are, he called all the binders and
astrologers,
tell him what he dreamed that he had forgotten it. And he told him, there's never been a king. Never had such a word. A human being forget what he has seen in their dream. And they call others to tell it to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even the Daniels are called. Those who have the Spirit of God.
They
took in that time to get back in choir from God. King said, don't tell me what I've seen, I'm to kill all of you.
All who call
the wise men, I will kill you. Don't tell me what I saw. Before threatening, it concerned the human being.
It moved
on him to reach him the image of God. The one called Christ Jesus. The image of the invisible God. The express image. We are the second image.
But
Christ is the express image.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now, when you look to Daniel 2, verse 30 to 31, God revealed to Daniel and he told the king, this is not revealed of me of my wisdom, but there is the Most High God, He that God, He reveals mysteries. He told him, O king, you saw a vision, a word like this, you saw an image, it was very high and tall. It was drawn your way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So if you find your
claim this image as say this. Let's move on to Daniel.
Daniel Sula Kubidi or Nyorasa tomorrow.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 31.
We I kawaka watunula edalava, echifana nyechinene, echifana nyecho, echamani, echama sama senyo nyini, nechimina masogo.
It was awesome as you see it right there. God brought all this image out of which he gave him. The image and his likeness he created us. And he showed it to King Nebuchadnezzar.
Told
him according to the evil spirit of Satan, you shift from this image I put you. You become an unusual animal.
Daniel esule yokubira nyorwasa tumwebbe.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 32.
Echifana nyecho omutwe gwacho gwazabu nunji.
Omutwe gwechifana
nyecho. That image you see that.
Gwazabu
is of pure gold.
Daniel esula yakubira olunyorwasa tumwebbe.
Daniel 2:32.
Echifuba kyacho ne mikono gyacho bya feza.
Kakati ndozo labe echifuba.
How you see the chest and the arms.
Kya feza.
They are of silver.
Ebisambi byacho chikomo.
Ebisambi byachikomo.
Its thighs are of bronze.
Amaguru gacho gachuma.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Over much water pack, ebisambi
will be. Right from the waist to the knees.
Chikomo.
That's the bronze.
Amaguru gacho gachuma.
Amaguru go gachuma.
Its legs are of iron.
Kugamba olaba bronze.
Now you see where bronze ends.
Ari no kuva much water.
It's from the waist.
And it's
where the thighs end.
It's lacking
a little editing. Now the legs from the knees down to the ankle. The ankle where it begins. The ankle. They have said it's of iron.
Daniel sura ya kubira nyoro asatu mesatu.
Daniel 2 verses 33.
Ekibigere byacho ekitundu kya chuma na ekitundu kya bomba.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Atobugere ino akatambula.
Now the feet down here, the sole of the feet.
Nobugere
una kome. And 10 toes.
Ekitundu kya bomba.
The parties of clay.
Ekitundu kya chuma.
And the parties of iron.
This is
versions of the beast on the other side.
We're
going to head on to handle them. Discovering what image, what it means.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so
much.
Moved on, told him this. And he explained him why that image appeared like that.
Daniel
2, verse 34.
Watunula okutuusa ejjinja lwe lyatemebwa awataali ngalo. Ne likuba ekifaananyi ebigere eby'ekyuma n'ebbumba. Ne birimenyamenya. 3:5. Ekyuma n'ebbumba n'ekikomo ne feeza ne zaabu ne biryoka bimenyekamenyekera wamu. Ne bifuuka ng'ebisusunku eby'omuguliro. Ekyanda nga kituuse. Empewo ne zibitwalira ddala bwe zityo n'okulaba ne bitalaba bbanga. n'ejjinja eryakuba ekifaananyi ne lifuuka olusozi olunene ne lijjula ensi zonna.
Ejjinja eryo tugenda kumulabako Mukama waffe Yesu baba
agamba ddage
ag'okuba. Yesu, lwaki
ekifaananyi oba gye tukomekkereza
tuba tulina okuyingira okulaba Kristo mutuufu nekubanga
gye tusemba okunnyonnyola ekifaananyi
ekyokisembayo
kitulaga Yesu. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So yes, ngalwachi bisengekeddwa bwe bibi.
The reason why they have been ordered like that.
Ayi kuwaga tegeere.
But we want to understand.
Ruwachi kumutwe guli eri wakuru.
Why on the head up there?
Ogwazaabu.
The golden head.
Batugambye nti obo bwe bwakabaka bwa Nabukadnezar.
They showed that the kingdom of Nabukadnezar.
Obamanyibwanga Babylon.
Which was known as Babylon.
Atusome tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Daniel esula eyokubiri olunyo lwa 3:6.
Daniel 2:36.
Ekiroto kyekyo. Daniel esula yakubye olunyo lwa 3:6.
Daniel 2:36.
Ekiroto kyekyo. Era tunaya tulama makulu gaakyo mu maaso ga kabaka.
Twagala okulaba amakulu gaakyo.
We want to see the main of the dream.
Atusoke ku mutwe.
Let's first see the head.
Omutwe ogwa zaabu.
The golden head.
Omutwe ogw'ekifaananyi ogwa zaabu.
The head of the image which is golden.
Ogutegeeza obwakabaka bwa Babylon.
The Babylonian Empire.
Obwakabaka Nabukadnezar.
The empire of King Nabukadnezar. We get explained.
Omutwe ogwa zaabu.
The god of gold.
Ogutegeeza.
The golden head meaning.
Obwakabaka bwa Babylon.
The kingdom of Babylonians.
Obwakabaka Nabukadnezar.
Of King Nabukadnezar.
Katunyonyoke Daniel sura ey'okubiri. Olinyo lwa 3:7.
Daniel 2:37.
Daniel esula yokubiri. Olinyo lwa 3:7.
Daniel 2:37.
Gwe ai kabaka. Oli kabaka wabakabaka. Katonda w'eggulu gwe yawa obwakabaka. N'obuyinza. N'amaanyi n'ekitiibwa. 3:8. Era abaana b'abantu gye batuula yonna. Yagaba ensolo ez'omu nsiko n'ennyonyi ez'omu ggulu mu mikono gyo. Era yakubifuza ggwe byonna. Gwe oli mutwe gwa zaabu.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yamugamba.
He told him.
Nti obwakabaka bwo.
Your kingdom.
Gwe bulagwa omutwe gwo ogwa zaabu ogw'ekifaananyi ekyo
eky'omuntu. Golden head of the human image.
Naye nga jjukira tulina akanyumiro ke tuwolekeraku ak'ensolo okunyonyoka ensolo ezo.
We had to get explained the aspect of the beast.
Nga zivira ddala eri ku mutwe.
And they come right from the head.
Naye tusoose okutegeera mu biro ki.
First understood in what seasons.
Bwe baatandika okwagala okufuulira ddala omuntu w'ekisolo.
When they began to make a human being into a beast.
Yatandika mu biro ebyo eby'obwakabaka bwa Babylon.
In the era of the kingdom of Babylon.
Obwakabaka Nabukadnezar.
King Nabukadnezar.
Sitaani ne Jezebeli bwe baatuula ne baleetawo program endala.
And Jezebel started putting in place another program.
Nga bagamba tetujja tetwatu omuntu twamwonoonesa.
And they say we make man sin.
Ne bamuggya mu kifaananyi kiri origin eky'omubiri gw'omuntu.
And they shifted it from the original image of heaven to
his body. Tebamuwa kyenkana era kifaanaganamu.
Till what they gave him as if it appears the same.
Ali kumpi n'okudda mu guli omubiri.
They are going to get him back to the
other body. Kifaananyi kya Katonda ekyadda.
And they get back to the right true image of God.
Atuzibuwalira.
He hardens our work.
Gwe tulimba yaddayo.
The one we deceive, they get back to God.
Tubafuule ebiwuka.
Ebisolo ebitatu. Make them appear as unusual animals.
Ekiteeso ekyo kyabaawo ku mulembe
ogw'obwakabaka bwa Nabukadnezar. Kingdom of Babylonians. That's why they say the head of the gold.
Image
in the human image.
Babylon.
Head meant the kingdom of Babylon. And
they
show us the evil spirit of Satan.
God
went to plot shift a human being into becoming a beast.
No,
Satan deceived man and he
sinned.
But he remained some sanity within him.
He
had a thought of doing good. Like reading the Romans 7.
Verse 7 to 23.
I think of doing good by not doing
it.
I feel a spirit confusing me.
Now, did there
one that remain in a human being? How dare you think of doing good? You think of doing only evil.
What did they do
in Genesis 6? When I messed them up. they began to only think evils. And they began to appear as beasts. People were given a chance then.
And
Jesus
went
to die for them.
It will
go for them. It's time, let's focus much.
See
the likeness of the beast they are to turn into.
But
the level they are in, they still hold some sanity in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in all,
God started
to reveal us the truth this time.
But according
to the image of Nebuchadnezzar, which is in the human image, and man was God from the image of God. They have shown us the head. It's the kingdom of the Babylonians. When we see the beast, they showed Daniel.
There
is the beast showing the kingdom of the Babylonians. The spirit of Satan based in Babylon.
To
mess up the entire world.
Possessing
to possess the human head. Let's see the part of the arms and the chest. The meaning of it. Part of arm and chest. Which is of silver. Which is known as Medo-Persia.
Daniel 2:39.
Daniel 2:39. Era wali kudirira obwakabaka obulala. Bosinga gwe bulibawo.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Bamugamba.
They told him.
Wali kudirira obwakabaka obulala.
The kingdom will come.
Gwe bosinga.
Which will be inferior to yours.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. The next kingdom which came in here, it was of the king Darius, the king Cyrus,
is
of the Medo-Persians.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
In
the same verse,
I
show there will be a third kingdom. It's the part from the waist
to
reaching the thighs.
Yes, he was with
praise
me.
Jesus so much. The part of the waist to reaching the thighs. And it's the bronze part. That of bronze. The kingdom of the Greece. Let's finish Daniel 2:39. Daniel 2:39. That there will be coming a third kingdom, which will be of bronze, right from the waist to the thighs. And it will reign over all nations. All those kingdoms passed. It's the kingdom of the Greeks.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right from the waist to the thighs.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So we will
that's the kingdoms which have passed. And they show us the fourth kingdom. You want to see right from the knees to reaching onto the ankle. The fourth kingdom.
Roman Empire.
Which is known as the Roman Empire. Let's read
Daniel 2:14.
Daniel 2:40.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus. They show us the fourth kingdom right from the knees. Right from the knees to reaching onto the ankles.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire. of iron. But this kingdom was shown, and it was to live to the last days.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the question which is there, why is that kingdom seeming as if it's not there?
Yes,
praise Jesus. That kingdom is there. But we are going to show you the drama involved there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the beginning of AD, the Roman Empire got a problem. What was found reigning those days? When it got a problem, decided to face itself out and created its image. When we shall get the faces of the beasts this side, we shall see
the Roman Empire,
that Roman Empire was the fourth kingdom and the fourth beast. But that beast, it got a wound of the sword of the word of God. That is the Lord Jesus born on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when it got that wound and it decided, it made its image. That image is called the Roman Catholic Church. The reason right where the thighs end on the knees. Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus so much. It's the kingdom to outlive to the end. Until Jesus will get back.
So
the
move
now, but he's never been phased out.
We will
it's there by what they did. Made its image.
Made
what we call the Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church.
Yes,
but not a church. These are fake things. This is rulership. That's why things there, they just elect you. God call you to be a priest. Or you saw God call people become nuns. Those are things of the kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, in explaining, they say, we want to discover why down their feet and parties of clay and another iron.
Roman Empire
State 2 is down there. But the problem
is
that down where it ends, we are going to see a beast. That fourth beast itself first took off its 7 heads and the 8 horns and remained with 2 horns
and modified
them appear horns like of the Lamb of God. It's the false salvation. Yet the Roman Empire itself is put in place. And we think it's the salvation of God.
It's
the reason why people on the mountain of Bukalang, of the Catholics, right now they appear in the way of the born agains of today. The praying style of shaking themselves and the prophecies and the
others,
and people calling the people as they chasing them. And it's like salvation, but it's fake. That's why they said it fits. It's having a part of iron.
Roman Empire
moves on down to the feet.
It's time
they would have brought fallen angels in the midst of people. And
they
already replaced the false salvation.
And
it's
state.
Beast, which is the sixth beast,
which
took off its 7 heads.
Omukaga.
It took off its 6 heads and remained with 1 head. The fourth beast with the 7 heads. Even the horns which are meant to be 10, it remained with only 2 horns. It took off the 8 horns. It modified the 2 horns to appear like horns of the Lamb of God.
That we think it's Christ Jesus. That's why where it ends. The salvation which is false. It's what is enrolled us worship the Roman Empire. Going to shift them to the level of Roman Catholic back to the Roman Empire. That's why now they are registering you born again into the becoming a religion. That's why you roll out the collars of the religious people. You put them on.
Even
the sticks of the bishops and the rings. What is there? Let's fish the toe, the feet. This is an entire kingdom.
The Roman Empire.
It's of the Roman Empire. Of the Roman Catholic.
False
salvation which is reigning. They are men, the billionaires.
Papa,
gives them free money.
As you see, the president,
the presidents, and they pay them. Whoever registers in the inter-religious castle, you pay them and give them free cars. That's why Kenneth Copeland. When you praise the Pope,
he says,
we discovered you are a saint.
All the Benny Hins
are in that thing. They brought them as a kingdom.
It's between
the Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic. It's created it in place.
They're
popular than you see them.
It's
so dogmatized, yet they remain popular.
And
they have honors.
And they've
added honors
upon them. But those who crown them
are from the Roman Catholic.
And
they put that hat upon you.
And they give you a ring
and a walking stick. And the clocks and the garments of the Catholics. But let's watch over
that.
Real born again, let's watch over that. If you see them come here. And you see wolves putting on sheepskin. Begin to look as if you don't see yet, you see. They're
going to
come like that. You know, Jesus told us, be careful.
Those who
come putting on sheep's skin, get inside a fellowship
walls,
and they claim to be of salvation. Let's read this page.
Daniel 2:41. Era kubanga walaba ebigere n'obugere. Ekitundu kya bumba ery'omubumbi n'ekitundu kya kyuma. Obwakabaka buli bwawulemu naye muli mu bwo ku maanyi g'ekyuma. Kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi. Lwana mu ebbiri. Era ng'obugere bwe bwali ekitundu kya kyuma n'ekitundu kya bbumba era n'obwakabaka bwe buli babwe butyo ekitundu ky'amaanyi ekitundu kimenyefu. Anamusatu. Era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumba ery'ettosi balyetabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu.
Baani abo?
Who are these?
Bali mu lubereberye mukaaga.
They are in Genesis 6. Sons of God, the fallen angels. And they come mixed up with human beings.
Is
what surprises.
Known
as the kingdom of the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church. The false salvation.
The
fallen angels are right in there. Yesterday you heard of that.
They
put bases in different nations.
There
are the false Christ you hear of who are many right now. Great fallen angels appeared as those Christs.
And
they have put in place their prophets.
Because
he tells you, call my
Jesus.
Call him.
God,
and it's wild.
And when you hear the scratching, you know the Holy Spirit has come.
Kumbe ba malaika abagwa abali mu moyo gwe nsoro mu moyo gwe Satan.
It is the spirit of the beast that of Satan.
Biebisanye bibatakula
takula. These caterpillars which scratch you.
Baba gambi nokubagamba.
They even told you.
Kati Holy Ghost.
Now he is the Holy Ghost.
Omuzimu omutukufu
gwa Holy Ghost as a rat.
Ata abashinja okuteeka mu amaanyi.
Most of the power
is over with kirimbo.
That false salvation.
Ensole eyomukage.
The sickness beast. Remember the two beasts, the last ones, the image of the beast, and the image with two arms. The fourth beast doing this stubbornness, kingdom of the Roman Empire,
it
made its image, known as Roman Catholic, it came back to the beast. It remained with one head. The
foot
of a leopard held there. The feet of the bear. And horns are like of the Lamb of God. False salvation.
Spread
the entire world. It's like a kingdom. But it is wrong, dead, false. Let's finish here.
Daniel sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olwana mu satu.
Daniel 2:33.
Era kubanga olwana mu satu. Era kubanga walaba ekyuma nga kitabuddwamu ebbumbe lyettosi. Bali etabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu. Naye tebali gattagana bokka na bokka.
Ani atugatto?
Who is this joining us?
Obulokozi obw'obulimba.
The false salvation.
Roman Empire,
Empire known as Roman Catholic. It creates that false salvation. It has brought these fallen angels from the ocean and from the space. Now they are in the people. Others have been given bodies of iron. Inside iron on the top, they put a body. That they have made robots for you.
It's
not a robot. Inside is the fallen angel.
And
some have been made bodies for like of human beings.
Daniel 2:43. Katonda w'eggulu alisawo obwakabaka obutalizikirizibwa emirembe gyonna so n'okufuga kwabwo tekulirekerwa ggwanga ddala.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, mu biro byaffe
bye now, these are our right cool seasons.
Obwakabaka bwaffe buno obw'omuggulu.
Our kingdom of heaven.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
N'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu bwonna.
The kingdom of heaven.
Kyova buzzeemu okubuulirwa mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
That's why it's resumed. We preach the kingdom of heaven.
Tusobole okudda bufuge wonna.
Come back in His rulership.
Daniel sura ya kubiri olunyolwana mwanya.
Daniel 2:44.
So n'okufuga kwabo tekulirekerwa ggwanga ddala naye buli menyamenya era buli zikiriza obwakaboko obwo bwonna era bunaabeereranga emirembe gyonna. Anamutaano kubanga walaba ejjinja nga lyatemebbwa mu lusozi awatali ngalo era nga lye yamenyamenya ekyuma n'ekikomo n'ebbumba ne ffeeza ne zaabu. Katonda omukulu ategeezezza kabaka ebiribaawo oluvannyuma era ekirooto kyamazima ddala n'amakulu gaakyo tegabuusibwabuusibwa.
Ekirooto ekyo kyamazima ddala.
That dream is true.
Amakulu gaakyo tegabuusibwabuusibwa.
Its meaning is not doubtable.
That
is how we've been moving.
So come back at the time
I see time is not enough.
And
we begin to see the heading, the head of gold,
Babylon Empire.
The beast of the lion. The spirit of Satan.
It
fights to possess the human head.
For him
that the Holy Spirit will come in him.
That
you can base on that head to make him into an unusual animal.
So we'll
begin to explain the head,
the
image of Nebuchadnezzar,
which
is the human image,
and
the image and likeness of God.
We
saw the kingdom of the Babylonians,
of
the king Nebuchadnezzar, where
Satan
began to roar as a lion.
He fought
for whom to devour,
wanted
to possess the head.
Remember the
Holy Spirit, we know
it. In
the Acts 2,
he came
in tongues of fire on the heads of the apostles.
Now they're
fighting for the human head.
Your mind,
will it be led by God
or
Satan
to make you
into an unusual animal?
Think
of homosexuality and other things,
and
things which animals cannot think of or to do.
No,
animal cannot think that there's no heaven.
But
reach to think there's no heaven, you are an amazing animal.
You
think there's no hell.
You are
an animal which is unusual.
Usual
animals know hell is
there.
Now then we look.
That's
the image of the Nebuchadnezzar, which is the human image.
We create
the image of God.
When
we look at the chest and the arms,
the kingdom
of the Medo-Persians,
the
version of the spirit of Satan
in
the likeness of the bear,
and it
holds three ribs in his mouth.
Remember
when Eve was being
made,
out of man they got a
rib,
and it was built to become a woman.
Realize
the three ribs,
the
father, mother, and the children.
Satan wants
their hearts.
That's
right where there is the heart,
the
chest and the arms.
That's
where the bear is.
They
begin to snatch the hearts.
The chambers
of the heart, they fill in them
immorality.
And Jesus reaches to say,
what
fills a human heart
is
what makes them unclean. What gets from their hearts.
The
Holy Spirit say, no. Let me make them a letter.
In
your hearts, the words of God.
Then
begins to fill him.
One thing is like an unusual
insect or animal.
That's
the beast which is like a bear.
You know,
that bear beast,
that
usual bear, you can find it walk like a human being, stand up like that, and it's raised its legs in the front.
It's a human being
remaining walking
in the
an unusual animal.
Why versions
appear in some of the animals of the world?
Yet there are
things they do which are unusual,
and they are
put upon things not clear. Now,
the
portion of the part of the Nebuchadnezzar,
right
from the waist to the thighs, which we saw of bronze, or of bronze. It was of bronze.
Yes,
it
was.
Praise Jesus so much. The Greek Empire.
And
it's the third beast.
It's
spots of the leopard.
It
must hold spots and wrinkles.
Until
it's not made it back to heaven.
Jesus
come back for the church without spot, not a wrinkle.
Now,
version came.
Hey, you know, when
thoughts are hanging in the space like
the bat,
that's why that beast has the wings.
See,
as if your heart's up
there,
you feel your high,
celebu.
You are a celeb.
But
thought as these parts,
When God says one man and one woman, and they say many, when they say man and woman, they say woman and woman, man and man, and they have to use that part which you have right here. Right to the knees, you know what happens there. You know that. You don't know.
Anyone who
doesn't know what's in the, between here and here. Now, immorality.
You know, more women and
men. You turn your palms.
The
immorality which has come from till they have captured the human being from the mind, they chase the heart, waste, and mess the humanity every part. And now,
these
feet,
which
are of iron,
the Roman Empire,
the fourth beast. But this beast joins all the first three versions up. All it joins them. It has seven heads. The heads of a lion. The feet are of a bear. It has spots of the leopard.
That one
joined up all the versions before. That's why it's very dangerous.
It's
image the Roman Catholic. Those ones are very immoral. They are homosexuals and sodomists. They do a lot of foolishness. They
invent
every evil heart are filled of unrighteousness.
And
these are the ones down here in this face.
Roman Catholic and Roman Empire.
Roman Catholic and Roman Empire.
They
have created the false salvation. Immorality of
things.
You close the way you want.
You don't
think red heads are of insects. Now we
have
to come back and handle that. The sixth beast we see. The fifth. That known as Roman Catholic.
The
image of the Roman Empire, the fourth beast. Don't you think a Roman Catholic is not a beast?
The
beast itself is a spirit of Satan.
What
God refused to worship idols and images, what they do. When they say, church are my people, they are the ones who put buildings to be church. They
take
God's praise. After they join on the feet down, Roman Catholic
and
the Roman Empire, and
they
with the false salvation, and they brought a beast with spots. Many spots of the leopard, feet are of a bear,
sick
father, mother, and the children,
the Lord,
like a lion seeking whom to devour.
They
have bones like of the Lamb of God. Two of them.
They
have spirit appear like that of Christ. Yet they are filled with immorality.
And
the church, even as the salvation told us, the building is the church.
And
they brought amazing Jesus. Every person with his own Jesus this day. And the world got to be very messed up. And they made a human being into a
thing.
The mountain praying
with
their barking.
Fire!
Yes. They look as if they are not
their mats. Something unusual. When someone and they're praying like a big voice. And
Thank you for coming.